they have the right to pan a protest. The occupancy, because that is increasing that value, and they didn't have time. They were always given a letter showing them how they could pay under protest.
I mean, I don't understand. I'll say it again. We send out a change of notice anytime the value goes up, and it says right on there what the taxes will likely be, the new value. And it has the clerk's number, it has our number, if they have any questions. And each property owner has sent that value, has been for years. We're not doing anything different. And we've attached it to those parcels that went up. I mean, right there they are.
Is it showing it in the file?
No.
You said these were you. They're all, or they're mostly splits. So there's some in here that aren't splits.
With the only ones that really are not a split is the ones where has the parent property in there. The parent property, the value changed on it because it had splits from it. It wasn't itself a split. Does that make sense?
Makes sense what you said, but then the answer to the question is: are there things in here that are not splits and they're just add-ons from finding something that was out there and was added onto the book?
Are you talking like a building was added on or something like that?
Yes.
I cannot answer that question.
I can't either, because these were there when we met last week, and I would assume that they're all splits because they were put on add-ons. But I didn't personally go through those and review them. I didn't know you wanted me to, or I would have. No. I reviewed.
I will say that the ones that I did see from last week that had buildings put onto them, they went up as erroneous assessments. So I know I shouldn't assume things, but I just assumed that these were all splits.
Well, there's one here that unless she carved off a piece of her property where there was a building added, there's no split. So it's an add-on for a garage, which we are told legally we can't do.
No. That's what we were trying to determine. I mean, you know, we were...
I did not look at those. Look at all the other.
So what are the repercussions if we don't approve them? Do they not get tax bills? Do they not get... I mean, obviously their land's still split. Parcels are still created. Is that correct? So what happens if we...
They get tax bills, but those that are split, if it's a true split... If someone has sold part of their land off and they've sold it, then they need a tax bill. The tax bill then is going to go to the
original parcel amount and not for the new.
And then they're going to have to come to you and split it off. But if there's any in there that have just been picked up, buildings, sheds, an add-on of a garage or something, we can't legally, according to your attorney, add those on after the book is closed. And that's two opinions from attorneys. So if it's a split to where they sold their land, it needs to be done. But we can't pick up.
It sounds like we need to pick these back and work on them some more and then resubmit them. Would that be an accurate statement today?
Yeah, but we've already asked you to do that with others, and I'm trying to keep you from having to do it again. But it seems like that's where we're headed.
The only way we can do to not have to do them all is to go by them individually, and then those that have an added structure, deny it, and then those that are the...
Well, then you're also going to have to determine what the current parcel was and do all of that. If you want us to, we can try and bring some back to you today. We're not going to be able to get them all done. I can see by the amount there.
Well, now that Wesley has told me that the parent parcel is in here but labeled as an add-on, a person could look at that, the parent parcel, and look at what, if they're together, goes with it, and they can determine that and pull those out. And those that show...
Would you guys like to take that and do that today, or would you like us to take that and put them together for you?
You know, the cover page of each one says if it's a split or combined. Here's a corrected parcel. What does it mean by corrected parcel? Corrected as opposed to...
What number is it?
This one is 205676. To answer your question, Ms. Neely, yes.
Move along.
I thought we were just going to do the splits and those that had anything picked up. I didn't know they were going to be put
in. Yeah, they shouldn't. Right.
Here's a... Chuck had talked to you Friday and I wasn't sure what the end results were. I know... my belief is that corrections should be clerical errors at this point. But then again, the discussion with Mary now and that if a property owner is has an incorrect value on it, then it should be back fixed if there was an error in assessment. But that should be allowed if there's an error in the assessment.
Just said correction, then here's a map correction. Here's a split, split.
Okay, so you're talking about where it's down there in the red where it says
yes.
2019.
Yep.
Map correction add on to books.
Yep.
Type thing.
This note here says MoDOT conveyed to Delgado at certain book and page when he sold to 248 Group. This was not included. We had it mapped out to MoDOT, appears. Whomever mapped it in 1998 left out the track. That is number...
I'm going to suggest
six,
that
seven,
we...
Six.
Either we take this under court orders and go ahead and finish the meeting, and we either take this
and just go through them.
One by one in a meeting around the round table with the clerk being there.
And I also think we should have, if she's available, Lynn, when it keeps
yes.
her, but if she entered one of these, she would be invaluable to you.
We need to have Kenny Davis, if you'd let me know ahead of time, so he can be there, and also Kathy Dorsey.
Well, it looks like we have the Taneyville request for emergency funds, and then we have a 10:30 executive. So I'd say upstairs probably by 10 o'clock. We can start on it.
I bet it'd be a little later than that.
I don't know how long you... How long is the request for emergency funds going to last?
The Kathy shouldn't have to have her time, I don't think. The numbers are... It'll be your appraisers that do the values on them, because they're going to know... What came from this parcel?
Well, just
but whoever you want,
just give me a call when you're getting close, and I'll get him to come in out of the field.
Okay.
Like I said, we'll probably be up there around 10 o'clock. Is that? I don't know where he's at.
He's Branson area, I think.
Well, why don't we schedule it for tomorrow or the next day?
Whatever y'all want to do.
I don't have a calendar in front of me right now, so I don't know what all I've got. We will let you know. Our office will probably let you know. Just so you guys are aware, typically we are able to take one sheet, approve it, and move on with this pretty quickly. So sorry it's taking a little longer than what it normally does for this. So.
We have to be at Branson at 8 tomorrow. That's probably just so we'd be...
Except we'll just have to look at it.
Yeah.
We'll look at it during daily staff review and kind of see when we can get together and do it. Did we set a time to look at the other ones that was we have to relook. Okay. So we may look at all those at the same time.
I thought he said these were the ones that we had.
No. Okay. No, they're not. They're not.
Okay.
I think the ones you're talking about, if I follow you, were all denied. The computer programmer over the weekend put the ones back on that I understand that you want back on, left the other ones off. So
okay, that's what I thought that we
had. Yeah, these aren't those.
Okay. Then we'll set a time probably tomorrow so Kenny does what works with your office that comes, and we'll go through all of them.
Didn't take him 30 minutes to get here, so.
We may do something before he leaves.
Pardon me?
If we do it tomorrow or the next day, we'll do it before he leaves.
Yes, that'd be fine.
But it doesn't have to go out.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, did you all want to do anything with the occupancies and the real estate pay abatement?
The occupancies can certainly be approved.
Is there anything in here that's sold? Is everything solely occupancy, or is there add-ons with new? Is it truly occupancy, is my question. Or do you know that answer?
If it's under occupancy, it's a new residence moved in, they're automatically, they can be approved.
But if it's additions, then...
I don't think Wesley has made that determination.
I can't make that determination. No, I don't see those proper...
Then we better hold off and wait on those as well.
That's the reason why I look at Chuck when you ask that question.
Right, no,
the assessor's office.
Do you know the answer to that?
If they were able,
what list we're talking about?
Occupancy add-ons?
Occupancy or add-ons.
Yeah, and that's what we talked about over the phone. You asked about could not a garage be, and I said, no, it has to be where they are just a new home that they're just occupying.
You want me to review those quickly, or you want to go on?
Will you know by reviewing it, or let's just do them all at the same time whenever we all meet together.
Okay. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You're going to look at the real estate paid abatement at the same time.
We'll look at, yeah, we'll look at all the same time.
Because it's a refund. That's the reason why I asked.
Well, if we're going to give people money, then yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. If it's...
We'll look at it at the same time.
We'll do it tomorrow the next day.
Do you have any other comments on that, or are we ready?
No.
Taneyville request for emergency funds.
Hi. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're here today representing the village of Taneyville, asking for emergency sewer sales tax funds due to some repairs that need to be done because of the storm that happened a couple of weeks ago. There's some repairs at the treatment plant and the collection system that need to be done. And the village of Taneyville currently doesn't have the funds to make these repairs. Obviously, you know, we had 7 inches of rain. And the power was out for 7 hours in Taneyville, so when all the lift stations came on at the same time, it sent a surge of the wastewater to the treatment plant and took out the flow meter and one of the return pumps. Currently, we've got some, all the pumps and the lift stations are working except one, but there's some that's weak due to how long they ran that day.
I understand there's a lot of power out throughout the county today. Yeah. So the power was out there?
It was 7 hours, what I was told. Mm-hmm. And the alarms.
Was that at the pump? I mean, was that at the sewer?
Everywhere. The citywide.
Is there not a generator, backup generator on that?
There's backup generators at the plant, and there's a mobile generator that works at the Dickens lift station.
So were the generators able to handle it all until the power came back on?
The generators need to be serviced. They're not in service right now.
Why not?
Mm-hmm.
I said, why?
Not all lift station has a generator.
Yeah, no, they don't have their
something lift stations. Too small. So they got a portable generator that they can hook up and pull, you know, if they need to.
But it's setting at the bigger lift station. Mm-hmm. So even if the generator was there pumping the sewer, it couldn't